Okay, we're up to the Gemara Mem Ches Amid Aleph. In order to be Mitzdaref Lezimon, the Mishnah says in each Shlosha Shalpo Kachas, or you have Asara, two types of Zimon, the Shlosha and there's Asara. So the Mishnah says, Adkama Mizamnim Aleim. And the Gemara explains that it's not just a Machloikas Adkama Mizamnim, how much bread do you have to eat in order to be mitzaref to zimun? It's a machlokes. How much bread do you have to eat in order to be mechuyev b'birchas hamazon? If you don't have either kazayis or kibetz, depending on the opinions of Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, then you're not mechuyev b'birchas hamazon. Whereas not mechuyev b'birchas hamazon, al pi pashtus, it's not mitzaref to zimun. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah. So the Gemara comes and says that it's not so. Am Rav Yehuda beidir Rav Shmuel v'Hashem shmei derav. If you have tisha shachlu dogon. Nine people ate bread, ve'echad ochal yerek, and the tenth one only ate vegetables. On vegetables, you're not mechuyev to recite birchas hamazon. So Rabbi Yehuda the Amora says a chiddush that it's mitzar from lezimun. What kind of is this? Nine and one, like we had before, nine and one. That you can be mitzar if one cut, and you can be mitzar if one ever k'nayni, and one opinion was you can be mitzar if one isha. So the Gemara says no, it's not based on the din of nine and one. That's a din about the Dabash Bigdusha, or it's not a Dabash Bigdusha, benching Basara. Somehow the Gemara said before that's only 9 and 1, but here the Gemara says it's not only 9 and 1. Rab Zera, Ba'oi, Menem, Rab Yuda, I personally asked the Shaila of Rab Yuda, Shmoina Mahu, Shiva Mahu. Ramali Loshna told me the same thing. It's not a vort of 9 and 1, it's a vort of Ruba Kukuloi. So if it's Ruba Kukuloi, Shisha vada loyim boya. I didn't ask about shisha, 6 and 4. Why didn't he ask about 6 and 4? So the Gemara says, Omalei Rabbi Yirmiya, it's a good thing you didn't ask because you would look like a fool. Shapra abdiz loyim boya. Pause some time in my. The Rebbe has to spell everything out. It said 9 and 1. And yes, what about 8 and 2? It's the same thing. The 7 and 3 is also 10. 6 and 4 is also 10. So the rule is the rule of kukula. So 6 and 4 is the same thing. You would look foolish if you'd ask what's a din of 6 and 4. He says, "Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, Shapir Abdus Deloi Boiloch." Smart thing that you didn't ask. Awesome time, Mam Shemdika Ruba Hachanami Ika Ruba. You see that Ruba Kukulai. The Ihu Savar and Rab Zera, who was uncomfortable to ask about 6 and 4, thought that the din perhaps is different. Why? Because Ruba de Min Kabina. Maybe 7 and 3 is a better raiv than 6 and 4. Says have a ruba de minka. Because of that possibility, maybe there's a difference between 7 and 3 and 6 and 4. Maybe 7 and 3 is ruba de minka. So that's why we pass in the Shulchan Aruch like that. Even though the Gemara is not really mucha, the Gemara just explains that's why Rab Zera was embarrassed. Rab Zera didn't ask because he thought maybe the din doesn't apply. But Rab Yirmiya held the din is exactly the same. So you don't. And Rab Zera just the Yisova. He thought maybe there's a difference. Maybe there is a difference. Maybe there's not a difference. But nonetheless, that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to have dafke 7 and 3 as opposed to 6 and 4. Yeah. What kind of a din is this? That ruba kukula. So what do you have to have, ochlu yerek? Why do you have to have that the 3 ate yerek? Why don't you just have 7 people ate bread and the other 3 people didn't eat anything at all? So that the Gemara didn't contemplate such a havami, that 3 people didn't eat at all. Means that they ate yerek. Why is yerek? And what if they only had water? So they had the Gemara in the end of the previous parak, the last piece of Gemara, raised the question, what bracha achrayda do you say after water? So the Gemara answers, puk hazeh mayama debar. That the minhag olam is that you say bar nefashos. So the Gemara makes it very clear on the previous Dhamma that it's not really mitnina. It's not really Medina. On vegetables, the Gemara says, the Gemara assumes on the previous Amud, Mem Dalam on the base, on the top, Mechuyev to say Bar Nefoshes. But on water, that's only a minig that you say Bar Nefoshes. So apparently you have to have 7 and 3, you have to have Rubai Kekuloi, but the benching can be late to the 3 people that didn't eat anything at all. Then they're not Mechuyev. If they ate vegetables, they're not obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon. And even if they will recite Birchas Hamazon B'diyeva, they won't be Yotzei. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch, you got to repeat, you have to say Bar Nefashos over again. It's not that Bichas Hamazim is the long, long form, and then you have Alamichi is the shorter form, and then Bar Nefesh is the very short form. And if he yates it with the short form, he certainly yates it with the long form. It's not so. In Shulchan Aruch, we assume that if one says Bichas Hamazim and he should have said Bar Nefesh, he has to say Bar Nefesh all over again. It's not yates it with the Bichas Hamazim, need Midiyevit. But still, a Brach Achreina does relate to him. The one who had vegetables, the Brach Achreina and the Bichas Hamazim, relates to him. At least he ate something. If you have water, Mikir Adin, there's no Brach Achreina at all. It's only a minik, so the Bichas Hamazim doesn't even relate to him. So apparently, you only say Ruba Kukuloi if you have. You only say Ruba Kukuloi if the miut, like over here, the three who had the vegetables, the Birchas Hamazon, the Brach Achreino, somehow has some shaykhs, even though B'dievet is not even Yotze, has some shaykhs. But on water, where the whole Brach Achreino is only a minik, so then the Birchas Hamazon doesn't even relate to him. So he, that's like, the three who had water is like three who didn't eat anything at all. So if you have seven who ate bread and three who didn't eat at all, so the Brach Achreino doesn't relate to them at all.
They say
Baruch Shechanu,
so they have to eat something, otherwise.
Yeah, you have to answer Baruch Shechanu Mishalach. Yeah, Al Pi Pashtas. Yeah, that's right. So they have to eat something. I mean, the one who doesn't even eat at all. You see that the one doesn't even have to eat at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Apparently that's 9 and 1, apparently it's upside different then.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like on the previous command. So it's chaylik this gemara, it's chaylik on the previous gemara. That he originally said 9 and 1, the one ate yerek. What does he even need that the one should eat yerek if the kot muta barisa is not eating anything? So I mean he's chaylik on that previous gemara. Could be. Could be. What do you say?
Do we say the reason why alamichik counts if he benched and he doesn't have to say alamichik is because the bracha of alamichik already had benching within itself inside of it? It's a
bridge
version.
I mean, if a person had cake and he's supposed to say alamichya, what if he by mistake says bichas hamazon is a yotze? That's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. So many argue like you said. How can you say that you're not yotze? Alamichya is the abridged form of bichas hamazon. So how can you say that you're not yotze with the long version? And in the Mechaber it says that you're not Yotzeh. Shulchan Aruch paskens that you're not Yotzeh because you were supposed to say one bracha and instead you said four different brachas. So there was no room for the four brachas. So the Mechaber paskens that you're not even Yotzeh b'dievet. If you say Birchas Hamazon instead of Alamicha, instead of Al-Hu'etz, Al-Pri-Hu'etz, and so on. And others argue like you said. Rabbi Kadega quotes those who argue like you said and say, no, how can you say that you're not Yotzeh the benching? If you say the long version, yeah. Yeah, that's another question. What's a din b'dievet? That's rather never discussed in the Gemara. What's a din b'dievet if a person would say Birchas Hamazon instead of Bar Nefoshes or instead of Alamicha? That topic is only discussed in Rishonim and in Achreinim. In the Gemara, it's not discussed. So here you point out that the original memra about night eating dog and one eating yerek sounds like the tenth one has to eat something. That seems to contradict the Gemara before. What are you going to say? The mother just nursed the baby. Tinik Mutabari is a mother nursed the baby. Doesn't sound like it. So that sounds like a staka chaylik. Okay, sounds like a staka chaylik. But apparently, if in the Gemara would appear that you only say Ruba Kukuloi if you have 7 and 3, and the issue that you're dealing with relates to the three. But if it doesn't relate at all, if they didn't eat at all, or they had water, if they had water, they can say, Baruch Shechanu Mishaloi. Let's say a person had water, and then you have 50 people benching, and he had a little water. You can say, Baruch Shechanu Mishaloi, Tivuch Hayinu. Shtia Bechlal Achila, Taisa says. The only thing is that the water, even though Yerek is mitzdarif to the Zimum, but the water can't be mitzdarif to the Zimum. Why? Because there's no bracha achrayin at all on water, mikaredin. The whole thing is only a minig. On Yerek, it's medina. So therefore, apparently, the Birchus HaMazon does relate to him, even though he's not Yotze but he ever with that. At least it relates to him because he does require some bracha achrayin. But on the water, the whole bracha achrayin is only a minig. So even if you say Ruba Kukula, what will accomplish? The Birchus HaMazon doesn't relate to the three who had the water at all. Doesn't relate at all to the three who had the water. That's the shalom. Let's say you want to know whether you can lay Kriyas HaTorah on a tiny seaboard. So many assume that if you have six people who are Misanim and four people who are not Misanim, you can lay Kriyas HaTorah. Where did they get this idea from? Because let's say it's a Monday or a Thursday morning, and the second minyan doesn't have a full minyan. You don't have a full minyan of 10 people who haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah. They only have a minyan. They have six people in the second minyan, and four people from the first minyan were nice enough to wait to stay around to be mashlim the minyan for the second minyan. So the second minyan, we assume they can lay Kriyas HaTorah, even though there's only roiv minyan, even though you only have six out of the 10 on mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah, on mechuyev in Chazoras HaShatz, because the other four already davened from before. They already heard Chazoras HaShatz. They already heard Kriyas HaTorah. So we usually assume that Ruba Kukula, that if you have six or Mechuyev, so you can have the Kriyas HaTorah and you can have the Chazaras HaShatz. So many poskim assume that the same is true regarding a Tainus, that you have to have 10 people who are fasting. So if you have six people fasting and four people who ate, because they're not up to fasting, so there'd also be mitzdarif to the minyan based on Ruba Kukula. So others argue that there's no tzushtel, that it's not exactly the same. The four people who already heard Kriyas HaTorah, already heard Chazaras HaShatz in the first minyan, they were Yotzei already. They're not mechuyev to hear another Chazaras HaShatz. They're not mechuyev to hear Kriyas HaTorah again. But if they'll pay attention to the second Chazaras HaShatz, so it's Halavai Sheyispalu Adam Kol Hayom Kula. Okay, so they heard another Chazaras HaShatz, and they'll listen to Kriyas HaTorah a second time. So very good. So even though they're not mechuyev, so then you say six and four is Ruba Kukuloi. And the Kriyas HaTorah with the Chazaras HaShatz can relate to the other four. Masheni Kena and the Tainus Sibur, the Kriya is not because it's Monday or Thursday, relating by Chal, so it's a special Kriya. Let's say a Kriyas HaTorah to Mincha on the Tainus Sibur. So the Kriya is only because it's a Tainus Sibur. It's not because it's Sheni V'Chamishi. So the Kriya on the Tainus Sibur is only Mitzdarif. Others argue it's only Mitzdarif to those who are fasting. Whoever is not being misana, so he doesn't have any kiyum atonis at all. So the whole Kriyas HaTorah doesn't relate to him. So this taina, that's why the six who are fasting and the four who are not fasting, it does make sense that you should be able to be mitzarif the four who are not fasting. It's like over here, you'll have seven and three. You have seven people who ate, and three people who didn't eat anything at all, or three people who had water. So the people who had water are not mitzarif to the zimun. You say Ruba Kukula, for some reason or another, Gemara says you need Ruba de Minker. Okay. So that's a problem. So it's another problem. But even you can only say Ruba Kukula if the Birchus HaMazon could be mitzdarev to the miut. But if it doesn't relate to the miut of the people at all, they didn't have anything at all to eat, or they had only water, even if they had water, they can say Baruch Shechan Mishalai Shdi Bechlal Achila. But the Birchus HaMazon doesn't relate to them at all. So that's what the Gemara seems to say, that Ruba Kukula isn't going to help. Yeah, where do you have Aloha Ruba de Minker? Very strange. Where do you ever have a din of Ruba de Minker? The Sefer HaChinuch, the Minchas Chinuch points out that the Sefer HaChinuch writes on Parshas Mishpatim, on the Pasuk, L'si Acher Rabin L'Royis, Acher Rabin Lahatos means that you can give the death penalty based on a rove. Let's say there's a split vote in the Sanhedrin of 23 that's being done an issue of Din and Nefashis, and 13 people say Chayv Misa, and 10 people say Potter from Misa. So the Pasuk says Acher Rabin Lahatos. So then the Pasuk adds on, L'si Acher Rabin L'Royis. What does that mean? L'Royis means to tip the scale the chiyuv misa, to give the death penalty, it's not enough with a simple roiv. Let's say it'll be a split vote, and the 23 members of the Sanhedrin will be a split vote. 12 will say that he's chayv misa, and 11 will say that he's potter from misa. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that you can't administer din in the fashas based on a simple roiv of echad. You have to have a minimum of a roiv of shnai. You can never have a roiv of shnayim because you always need an odd number bezin. So maybe you'll always have a roiv of shloisha. It'll be 13-10. And Igmar has a rare case where it's going to be a roiv of shnayim when you are masifin. All complicated case. But under normal circumstances, you're always going to have either a roiv of echad or a roiv of shloisha. You're not going to have a roiv of shnayim. And a roiv of shnayim wouldn't be sufficient. A roiv of echad wouldn't be sufficient to administer Mrs. Bezin. So the Minchas Chinuch has over there a cheerful shtickel Torah that the Rambam quotes from the Gemara that there are 10 chilukim between mamonis and nefashis. So one difference is that mamonis is sufficient with a bezin of 3 and nefashis requires a bezin of 23. That's a formality. And the other 9 differences between mamon and nefashis are all in Yonim of Hatzolah. That post chumischus. You need a roiv of shnayim. So all the other 9 chilukim between mamnas and nefashis are really based on the theme of hitzilu hoedim. So the Gemara says, therefore, by a shor haniskal, true the din is kemisa abanam kach misa shor need a bezin of 23, but all the other 9 dinim of hatzola don't apply. Hitzilu hoedim is only a din by human beings when a human life is involved. If you're talking about a behemoth, it doesn't apply. Or the Gemara says the same is true by Mesis, possibly by Midiach also, to the Shainis in the Gemara. By Mesis, the dinas lasachma v'loisachasol, he's supposed to not have rachmonis on him. So all of the 9 chilukim between mamas and nefashis that are based on the hitzilu heder do not apply to Mesis, except for the requirement of 23, that applies even to the Shara Niskal, so that applies to the Mesis as well. So Mesis, in a certain sense, like the Shara Niskal. Okay. You need the 23, but you don't have all the dinim of Hatzol. And Malkus, the Gemara says, is a machlok. Mishnah has, the first Mishnah's ahead, and there's a machlok is Hatanai, when they need a bezin of 23 or 3. And we pass in Laloch, a bezin of 3 is sufficient. But as far as the other 9 chilukim between mamas and nefashas, they are compared. Malkus is compared to Misa. So all the 9 dinim of Hatzol apply. You do apply the Hitzilu Ho'edah to Malkus, even though it's not a matter of life and death. But still, for Malkus, it's also the Hitzilu Ho'edah. So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with the kasha that how can the Rambam quote the Gemara Kitzura said that all the 9 differences between Mamanus and Nefashis apply to Malkus. The only din is that Malkus is enough with a bezin of 3 and only 23. How can you ever have a roiv of shnayim? If the whole bezin consists of 3, so you're going to have a split vote, it's going to be 2-1. So it's going to be 2-1. So there's not. It's only a roiv of echad. It's not a roiv of shnayim. So it's never possible to have a roiv of shnayim. It's possible if the bezin decided. The halacha says that malchus is sufficient with a bezin of 3. Let's say it's a complicated case, and the bezin of 3 does want to undertake it. They would prefer to have a bezin of 23. Okay, if you want to, 3 is the minimum. Whenever you have a number of dayanim who are needed, that's the minimum. If you want, you can have more than the minimum of 3. So if you want, you can have 23. So if you'll have a bezin of 23, then you can say that a roiv of echad wouldn't be sufficient. It would be a split vote. And 12 dayanim will say that he's chayv malchus, and 11 will say that he's potter for malchus. So you say then that roiv of echad is no good. You need a roiv of shnayim. But the Rambam doesn't talk about such a special case. It's a rare instance that the bezin will request that they would prefer to have 23 instead of 3. So the Rambam sounds like he's talking about a normal case of a bezin of 3, and the din is that you don't go bas a roiv of echad by Malkus, need a roiv of shnayim. It means that you always need a unanimous vote. Never heard of such a thing. That you don't get minister Malkus based on a simple roiv. We assume a roiv would be good to be mechayiv Malkus. And the Minchas Chinuch points out, there's Rabbeinu Yoina on our Gemara. The Tosfos has 2 opinions on our Gemara. Tisha shoch ludokim bechad ochal yerek mitztarfim. So Tosfos has a machlokes, and the Rif has the Shad, the Rif and all the Bishanim have. Whether this din of Rova, Ruba de Minkura had pas, and the Miut had vegetables, they had something other than pas, that you can be mitzarf them for Zimun. Is that only by Zimun Asor, or is that even by Zimun Shloisha? So Tosfos had opinions who said that it's only by Zimun Asor, similar to the Gemara before, that the basic Zimun is really 3. And you need that all 3 should be G'dolim, and you cannot be mitzarf a cotton to the 3. And the one who said before Rabbi Shimon Levi said a cutting kibim and starting, Mar said that's only for asara, not for a shloisha. But the basic shloisha needs shloisha shachlu pas gedai lam shayin. So that's one opinion that Tosfos over here, that achal echad achal yerek a shloisha shachlu yerek, that's 7 and 3. That's only when you get the zimun asara, but when you get the zimun shloisha, we would require that all three had pas. And then the Shulchan Aruch, they quote those who are mekel, the other opinion of Tosfos, with the Rabbi Yoina, the others say no, that based on Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says beferish, and 2 and 1, if 2 had pas and 1 had yerek, they would be mitzarfen to shloisha as well. Yeah, how does Tosfos want to say against the Yerushalmi? It's enough in the Brice in Yerushalmi. So Tosfos says, well, number one, it would appear that the Bavli disagrees, because the Bavli only quotes it by Asara, and based on the Rabbi Natam, who paskens like Rabbi Shua Belevi. So we distinguish between 3 and 10. So this Gemara follows that Gemara, so perhaps the Babli disagrees. And then they say furthermore, the Yerushalmi itself only says that this is only the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. How does the Tosfos quote it? Chodo, Tosfos says, Shari Masa Galah HaSam Masnins Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Ploim of Rabban and Pliyele. The Yerushalmi itself says that that's only the Shita Sayochid. And it's not the accepted opinion. And Tosfos says furthermore, from the Bavli would appear not so shy. So it's a machlokes harishonim. So the Rabbein Yoina goes with the shita that echad ochal yerek is not only mitztaref to tisha, it's even mitztaref. If shnayim ochlu pas and echad ochal yerek, so he says that's also good. But then he's bothered with the kasha, but you have to have a ruba de minkar. So where do you have if you have 2 8 bread and 1? And 1 8 vegetables, so that's a simple roiv of echad. So he says, no, 2/3 is a much, 2 out of 3 who ate pas, that's a ruba de minka, that's much better than 6 and 4. If you have 6 and 4 is 60%, and 2 ate the bread, and 1 had yerek is 66.66%. So he says, 2/3, 66%, that's much better than 60%. So Rabbein Yoni claims that that's a ruba de minka. So that's what the Menchas Chinuch says. Now he looked at the lotion of the Sefer Achinuch. Now he's farem for Givoren his kasha on the Rambam. Now he answered his kasha on the Rambam. The Sefer Achinuch writes on the Pasuk in this week's Sedra in Mishpatim. The Siach Haram Leroy is that a Roy Vavechot is not sufficient to administer Din in the Pashas. So he says, he doesn't write that you need a Roy Vishnaim. He says you need a Ruba de Minkar Be'ina. So he's writing like this Gemara. That distinguish between Ruba de Minkar and Ruba de Loi Minkar is if this is a called a Tikkun Rabban and came there, I said Tikkun, as if you have somewhere a din in the Torah that depends on Ruba de Minkar. Where is that? That's by Roiv by din in the Fashas, that you need a Roiv of 2, a Roiv of Echad is not sufficient. So he says, so the Mele, that's if you have a Bezna of 23, but if it's sufficient with a Bezna of 3 for Malkus, so then a Roiv of 2/3 would be considered a Ruba de Minkar. Just like the Rabbeinu Yaina says over here, when it gets to Ben Shemizumin, that 2/3 is considered Ruba de Minkara, here he's talking about probably a Din de Rabbanan, the whole Ishim of Babad is only Din de Rabbanan. So the Minchas Chinuch says, on the level of their eyes also, 2/3 is considered Ruba de Minkara. 6 out of 10 is 60%, but 2 out of 3, 2/3 is 66%, so he considers that a Ruba de Minkara. Why? Why should the Chacham require? Very strange. Why should they?
It doesn't work because 13 out of 23 is only 56%.
Mm-hmm.
6 should work then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it changes the more and less people you have.
Yeah. It doesn't go with the percentages. You're right. Yeah. Magen Avraham writes that the minig is that some places the minig was that if you had 9 people had bread and 1 had water, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch that l'chala days is not mitzarf to the zimuts, and minig is l'hakel even on water. Why? I can understand why, because the Gemara says the minig is that you say bar nefashis after you finish drinking water also. So l'fi ha-minig, water also requires a bracha achrayna. L'fi ha-din, only yirakas require a bracha achrayna. So the fiat din only echad ochal yerek, or the 3 ate yerek, he can be mitzarif from tezima. The one who had water, there's no bracha achrayin at all. But the Mogen Avraham says lefiat minig that you are mechuyif to say bar nefoshes after drinking water. So lefiat minig, he can be mitzarif one who had water also. No. questionable minig, whether the minig is acceptable or not. What does the Gemara tell the story? Yanai Malko, Malko saw Kriecha Rifta Bahadi Hadodi. They had a big party. I mean, it caught the Lahule Rabbana on the Gemara Sanhedrin, and the second parak tells the whole story that Yana Hamalek killed all the Rabbana. Why did he kill all the Rabbana? So the Gemara said there was a whole court case on one of his Avodim. And Shimon Meshetach happened to be the Rosh HaSanhedrin at that time. Shimon Meshetach was the brother-in-law of Yana Hamalek. Very strange. The Achronim asked the question, how can Shimon Meshetach be on the Bezin after being done Yanai HaMelech's Eved Knaini? And then Shimon Meshetach tells his brother-in-law, the Melech, Amod al Raglecha v'yayidah b'cho. You have to stand up in front of the Bezin because the din is V'yom d'shnei ha'noshem asher lahem harif. The Eidim and the Baladinim have to stand up. So since we're testifying, the witnesses are testifying that your slave killed someone, so the din requires you have to be present, you have to stand there. So if they're judging his brother-in-law, how can he be on the Sanhedrin? It's a very strange story. Problematic. Anyway, but that was on that occasion, Yana HaMelech hit the ceiling. He got all out. Yeah, tell me I have to stand up in front of these rabbis. So he goes and he kills all the rabbis except for his brother-in-law. His brother-in-law is the one who started up with him. So something, a lot missing in the Gemara. So he killed all the rabbis. So he didn't have anybody to recite the Birchas HaMazon for them.
Why didn't he bench? He was a Kohen Gadol. He knew how to make a bracha.
Apparently not.
A Kohen Gadol.
He was functioning a Kohen Gadol. The Avodah he was doing, yeah. But the Nusach of the benching was not that well known. Yeah, I don't know. Goes to Shah Gazru. After that incident, then they made it in. Hamelach leidon v'leidon emosim. Yeah, but that was what caused that takana the rabbanim, because he killed all the rabbanim at that time. So they made a takana never to judge the king. Yeah, unless it's a melech from the malchut beis din. Yeah, very strange. The whole story is very strange. I don't know. So he didn't have anybody to recite the birchas hamazon. Lahav lahinish livruch elohu. Amalol ledvisu. So the king tells his wife. He knew that her brother-in-law was hiding somewhere. Man yayvelon gavra de mevorchlon. Who can get us a rabbi who's going to recite the Birchas HaMazon to be motzi us? So she's afraid he's going to kill her brother. Amar lei, shtabeli, swear to me, imasina loch gavra, if I'll bring a rabbi, they all knew they're talking about the same rabbi, Shem Meshetah, delo mitzaris lei, that you won't torture him also. Ishtabalo, so he swore to his wife that he's not going to, he needs a rabbi, okay, he needs someone to, once in a while. So Ishtabalo, I see so the Shem Meshetach Achur. So she got her brother from hiding, and he came. Osivei, so he had him sit down. Yana HaMelech had the chief rabbi sit down. Bein didoi lididoi, in between the king and the queen. In other words, there's a head table and all the other tables. So he gives him the covered. Only the king and the queen are sitting at the head table. So he has the chief rabbi sit in between the king and the queen to show how much covered he gives him. Amalei, Chazis. Kama yikora avdinaloch. Look how much covet I'm giving you. I respect the rabbis. Amalei, so Shem Meshetach bops him over the head. Lavat kamaikrisli, you're not the one who's giving me the covet. Elo araisuhu demaikrali. The Torah gives me covet. Yichsiv salsaleho osirom emeko. Salsaleho means if you toss around the Torah a lot, if you learn a lot of Torah, the Torah will elevate you. Tichabdeko, the Torah will honor you. Kisichabkenu. If you embrace the Torah, if you'll give your life over to Torah, so then the Torah will be mechabed you. So that's what he says, the Torah is being mechabed me. I don't consider it that you're being mechabed me. Omar, law, apparently in the old Gemaras there was a Rosh HaTevis Aleph Lamed. There was a question how to read this word. So some spelled it out, Omalei. Amalei, he said to him. What do you mean he said to him? That Yanai HaMelech is talking to Shimon Meshetach now. So the line doesn't read straight. So the Rashash corrects the reading. He says that he thinks the correct understanding of the Rosh HaTevis Aleph Lamed should be Amalei, not Amalei. Amalei, so first Yanai HaMelech comments to Shimon Meshetach, look how much cover I give you. I sit you at the head table in between myself and the queen. And then he bops him over the head. He says, the Torah gives me the kavod. Chabdeko kis chabkeno. I've embraced the Torah, so the Torah gives me kavod. So then he turns to his wife, and the king says, Omaloi, says to his wife, Kochaziz, don't you see, Golomekabel Morris, that he doesn't accept my kingship. He's not kofuf to me. He's a rabbi like all the rabbis. They don't respect the king. Okay. So it's already time to bench. Yavalei Kasel of Ruch, said he give him a cup of wine that he should bench. Omar, so Shimon Shetach says, how can I bench? Hechi Yavorech, Boruch Shochol Yana Vechavera Mishaloi. You have to say, Boruch Shochol Mishaloi. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we all ate. Not, I can't say, Boruch Shochol Yana Vechavera Mishaloi, that they ate the food. So what did he do? Shasya Lahu Kasa. So Shimon Shetach drank that cup of wine. Yavalei Kasa Achrina Ubar. He gave him another cup. And then he said, he's prepared to recite the Birchas Hamazon. Fine. So in other words, you can be mitzaref. You can be mitzaref to Zimun. There must have had nine people there. Either nine people or three people. Okay. So the shaila was, can you be mitzaref one who had wine with the others who had bread? So he says, yeah, the one who had wine can be mitzaref. That's chiddush number one. Okay, that's the hemshach from the previous gemara. But not only can be mitzaref, he can be the one to recite the Birchas Hamazon to be mitzaref the others also, that we didn't have before. That nine people ate bread and one had vegetables, so the one who had vegetables can be mitzaref to the Zimun, but we didn't say that he can say the Birchas Hamazon. He can't be mitzaref the others at Birchas Hamazon. He can say Baruch Shechanu Mishaloi, he can be mitzaref, because Shtiyah Bechlal Achila, so wine is good, Yerek is good, it's Achila, fine, everything is good, but he can't bench to be mitzaref the others. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Omar Baba Breda Rabchia Barabba Shimon and Shetach Duava. This rabbi who had this practice that he drank the cup of wine, and not only was he mitzaref to the Zimun, that he recited the Birchas Hamazon to be mitzaref to the others. This was legarmehu the other. This was his own opinion, and we don't accept it. We don't paskin halacha like this. We paskin that one who drinks a cup of wine can be mitzaref to Zimun, but he cannot be mitzaref to the others. The Achi Omar Rabchia Barabba Omar Rabbi Yechonel the Yonah Nemenim Ene Motzi Yisraelim Dechay Vosan. You can only bench to be mitzvah to the others if you yourself had a kazayis of bread to be mitzvah to Zimun. Yes, but to be mitzvah to the others with the benching is no. Why do you need a kazayis dogon? Because if you have a kazayis dogon, then you mechuyif to bench Birchas Hamazon. So whoever is not mechuyif to bench cannot be mitzvah achem adechay vosam. That's the pashtus over here. You have to have a kazayis dog in order to be mechuyif to bench. We have the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak says, regarding tkiyah shofar, that the Baal Pekeh and Shul cannot be an Isha, cannot be a cotton, cannot be an Ochri, has to be Mishim mechuyif b'dov. Mishim mechuyif b'dov, and emotios acher medechay vosom. So here also, the one who didn't have a kazayis of bread is not mechuyif to bench, so he cannot be mechuyif to the others with Birchas Hamazon. So here Rashi quotes the kasha from the Halachas Gedolos, that started off a whole literature. Rashi and Tosis both work on the Kasha, the bottom Tosis on the Yomad. And if you had a Kazai's dog on, is that sufficient? Is that sufficient that you should bench Birchas Hamazon to be Motzi? The others probably had today Sviya, and you only had a Kazai's. And we assumed in the Gemara earlier that one who has the Gemara on Chofam Abbas right before the Mishnah, the Gemara has an agarata, the Malachi Asharis Yeska Kodesh Baruch Hu, that it's the description of Midas HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Asher Lo Yisa Ponim, Leikach Shechad. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is very fair to everyone. He doesn't show any favoritism to any one person over the other. So the Malachi says, but it's not true. V'halata Nosei Ponim Lisol Shenem, Yisa Hashem Ponim Elecho, Yisa Hashem Ponim Elecho, means HaKodesh Baruch Hu should shower his kindness specifically upon the Jewish people. He should be nice to Panim Yisrael. Should treat them differently. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, how can I not favor the Jewish people? They go above and beyond what I have obligated them to do. I only commanded them, only have to recite Birchas Hamazon if he ate Kedei Svi, Behem Edak B'kim Alatzman, Behem Machmer Medir Rabbanon, Afilo Ad Kezayis, Afilo Ad Kebeitz. So the simple reading of that Gemara is, Behem Edak B'kim Alatzman, that it's not a Chiyuv Menator. It's only a Chiyuv. It's only a chiyuv midirabbanan. In fact, some rishonim and some achronim spell this out. They want to say that it's less than even a chiyuv midirabbanan. It's hemedakki malatzmam. It's not even mechui bedovim midirabbanan. It's only mitam midas chasidus. That if he ate a kazayis, he ate a kibetza. That's why the Gemara says vehemedakti malatzmam. Because the Rishonim were bothered with the question. There is, we'll soon get involved in this question. There is a machlekes there on Chofam Abeis regarding the nature of the Chi of Chinuch. Whether the Chi of Chinuch means that the Rabban and the Bezin is Machayiv the Kotten, the Rabban and the Machayiv the Kotten, he's Machayiv to fulfill all the mitzvahs of Torah. Or do you say no? The Rabban and the Machayiv the father to see to it that the child should bench. But the child is not Machayiv to bench even with the Rabban. It's not a Bar Chiyuva. So the way we have it printed in our Gemara on Chof HaMebeis, that's why Rabbi Kivege says he found the Ramban has a different girsa. But the way it says in our Gemara, the Chof HaMebeis, Rabbi Kivege there on the Yomud writes, Achazman ratzasi b'Ramban, b'macham sheish lo girsa acheres kan. Ramban has a different girsa, doesn't have this line. But the way it says in our Gemara, Chof HaMebeis, is that a bein mevorech liyavi, the son can recite b'chus hamazin to be mitzi the father. So the question is, how is that possible? But the father is mechuyib min ha'tar, the son is only mechuyib min ha'rabbana. Itam chinach, so how can a derabbana be motziah deraisa? You have to be mechuyib b'dovah to be motziah achem r'dechay v'osam. So the way it says in Agamara, it says that the father only ate kezayis, he didn't eat kedei sviya. So the father's obligation to recite b'chus ha'mozan is only b'derabbana. And the son is mechuyib mitam chinach to recite b'chus ha'mozan, so they're both mechuyib on the same level. The son, the katan, is b'chuyim derabbanan, the father is b'chuyim derabbanan, so the father can be mitzi the son. So this is niche if you assume that the chi of chinuch is mutal on the katan. But if one assumes that the chi of chinuch is mutal on the father, so the son is not a b'chuyim bedover at all, so how can the son be mitzi the father with the birchas hamozim? So Tosis writes in one place, you can be mekel. Why can you be mekel? What's the answer? So there's a tshuva sefer Galya Masechta where he's talking about a different topic. In the middle, he brings in this Tosfos. So he says what Tosfos understood in Gemara v'hemedakti kamalatzman kezayis kibetzah means that the father who ate a kezayis kibetzah is not mechuyif to bench ben atorah, not even mechuyif to bench ben derabbanan. Ben derabbanan, it's a recommendation. It's a midas chasidus that one should bench even though he didn't have kedei sviyah. Because the Gemara didn't say v'heim machmirim v'nemachay midirabban. It says v'heim medakti kimalatzmam. Means it's a minik. It's only a minik. It's not a real din. It's only a minik. The bench yet. So that's the kasha over here in our Gemara. That our Gemara mem chesam and aleph says that we don't paskin like shemim and shetach. If you drink a cup of wine, you cannot recite birchas hamazon to be mitzi everybody else. Shem and shetach. That was his personal opinion. Shimon Shetach Dover Lagamehu Diover. That was his personal opinion. We paskin Achiyachal Kazai's Dogon. So that's the Kasha of the Bahagin. If you had a Kazai's Dogon, you're not obligated to benchman Atari. Maybe not even obligated to benchman the Rabban. But you're not Mechuyib Dover. So if you're not Mechuyib Dover on the level of the Raisa, how could you be Moitzi the others in the Chavos? That's the Kasha that the Halachas Gedolah says. The Rashi gives a teretz over here. The Avog Abdikazai's dog and shur, the Rabbon, who the Yom Perk Misha Meso, the Gemara Beferish like that. The Avakazai's of bread, you're not obligated to bench Menatoira. Maximum that it's going to be is going to be with the Rabbon. More than that, it's not going to be. So Rashi answers me, who came in the Mechuy with the Rabbon, I'll call upon him if you're Mechuy with the Rabbon, Mechuy Badova Karina Bey. That's good enough. Motzi Rabbi Medechai Vasan. Shoy. You don't have to be mechuyib b'dover min haTorah. If you're mechuyib b'dover min haRabbanan, is also good enough. So Rabbi Kivege here has a kasha on this line. They printed the star of Rabbi Kivege on the wrong line. They printed it a line below. It really belongs after this comment that Rashi writes. So he says, Koshali, how can Rashi make such a statement that one is mechuyib b'dover min haRabbanan is considered mechuyib b'dover? And Mele, he can imbat siachem v'derech haVosan, stach black on white against the Gemara, he says. The Gemara there raised the suffix whether the obligation of women to recite Birchas Hamazon. Mishnah says on the top line on Chof HaMebeis that women are mechuyev in Birchas Hamazon. So the Gemara raises the question whether the obligation of women to recite benching is the araisa de rabbanon. The main nafkemina halacha the maisa whether it's the araisa de rabbanon. So the Gemara's nafkemina is We have a rule, Mishen b'chliv b'davar ein emotio, so Rabbi Midoy Chayvosom, so can a woman and a man who ate the bread, can the woman recite Birchas HaMazon to be Motzi the man? So if the obligation of the women to bench has been a Torah, then she's m'chui b'dovo, she can be Motzi Achem d'chevosom. If the obligation of women to recite benching was only with the Rabbanon, then the woman cannot be Motzi the man with Birchas HaMazon. So how can Rashi say that one is m'chui b'dovo with the Rabbanon, is considered m'chui b'dovo? Sounds like, from Rashi, it sounds as if this whole rule, M'chui B'dover, and Mishen M'chui B'dover, and Emotzi Arab M'dechai Vasan, is if that rule is only Midirabbanon. If it were a rule deraisa, so then you should require M'chui B'dover Menatar to be Motzi the others on M'chui Menatar. But if you hold the whole rule of Mishen M'chui B'dover, and Emotzi Arab M'dechai Vasan, the whole rule is only a rule Midirabbanon. So then you can make like Rashi says and say that M'chui B'dover Midirabbanon is sufficient. The Ramban disagrees. He says, no, the rule is the rule deraisa. The Ramban and Muhammad says, no, the rule is the rule deraisa. And he gives you a mashal. He says it's similar to the din that you can't be mafrish min apatar al achiv, when you're mafrish shumus amaisus. So if you have pears that grew in chutzlars and pears that grew, they're all the same. That's it. They're all potatoes, or they're all grapes, or they're all olives or something. But you have some grew in Eretz, some grew in chutzlars. Some grew beside the shalnachri, and you hold that yeshkin and anachri would be eretz al hafkir miyat shumas amaisus. Some had a miruach hakum; it belonged to a non-Jew at the time that they did the miruach. So if you have some peres achayev menatoyer and shumas amaisus, some peres achayev only with the rabbanon. So the Mishnah says you cannot be mafrish menapoter al achiyuv. So the Gemara assumes that's a real din deraisa. So the Ramban assumes that this is very similar. Mishen b'chui b'dover and emotzi aserab m'zdechav osan is similar to that din over there. That ein mafrishin min achiyav alapot. It's a totally different din, but he takes it as a mashal, as a dugma. So he says, and you can have some peres amuchiyav hafrashas trumas maisis midrabbanon. You can't be mafrish from those on those peres that amuchiyav min atar. The Gemara even says in Menachas on daf lam and al that if you have different peres are mechuyev midirabbanon in shumas and maisis, but the chiyuv the rabbanon is not on the same level. The Gemara assumes that not all chiyuv midirabbanon are on the same level. You can have 1,001 levels of chaymer hadin midirabbanon. So the Gemara says you can't be turim from tvua that's chayv midirabbanon onto other tvua that's chayv midirabbanon. If this is a stronger din midirabbanon than that, so it's also min apotar al achiyev and achiyev al apotar. Has to be that it should be on the same level of chiyuv. So that's the Ramban's taina against Rashi. How can Rashi assume over here that one is mechuyev midrabbanon could be motzi acher midechay vasam, even though the others are mechuyev min haTorah? What do you mean? But the rule mishen mechuyev b'davar and motzi midechay vasam, that rule is a rule deraisa. So you should need that it should be mechuyev b'davar midderaisa. It shouldn't be sufficient that it was only mechuyev midrabbanon. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. It's against the Beferish Gemara. Kosher li yamin hasham. The Gemara says on daf chof and the base. If Noshim but Birchas HaMazon, the Rabbanon, any cholis lahotzi l'acherim. So you see that a mechuyi b'dover mit the Rabbanon is not motzi acherim b'dei chayvos. So in yeshivas they say that the tefarim for Rashi is against the nofen gemara. Rashi is against the nofen gemara and avchof ha mebeis. So they say, and the Ramban has this argument, mechuyi b'dover, the need for mechuyi b'dover lahotzi acherim b'dei chayvos is a din deraisa. How can Rashi say that it's only needed mit the Rabbanon? It's not correct. Mechuyi b'dover is a rule deraisa. So they say that there are two parts. Rashi understands there are two parts to the din. First part is that you have to be a gavra bar chiyuva. You have to be in that parsha. If women, if the whole obligation of women to recite Birchas HaMazon is only mit the rabbanon, means on the level of deraisa, women are never mechuyev to bench at all. So a woman will not, even though midirabbanon she's mechuyev to bench, a woman will not be able to be motzi a man with the bench, and because she's not mechuyev b'dover, she can't be motzi ram dechavos. Agimar with Tov Mashim Meshetach is an adult. He is a male adult. He's after bar mitzvah. So he is mechuyev b'dover, theoretically, in the parsha of Birchas HaMazon. He is mechuyev in Birchas HaMazon. The only question is, he's not mechuyev right now. They call him in from his hiding in a cave somewhere. With Osama Ben Laden, okay. So they call him in that he should bench Birchas HaMazon to be mitzi everybody. And then he's going to go back into hiding. He didn't eat anything today. So it wasn't helpful that he's a gavra bar chiyuva, he's mechuyev b'dover, an abstract mechuyev b'dover, but He's not mechuyav b'dava b'poil mamish. He didn't have any bread today. So Rashi holds that that aspect, that you have to be mechuyav b'dava b'poil mamish, otherwise your benching is meaningless. That aspect is only with the Rabbanim. So for that, Rashi says, all right, as long as the ate a kazayis, and lemaisa b'poil mamish is mechuyav the bench with the Rabbanim, and a kazayis, so that's sufficient to be considered mechuyav b'dava. To the mitzvah of the others, even though the others ate kedei svi'im. So along the lines of what Tosis is going to distinguish, but not 100% like Tosis, but along the lines. You have to say like that in Rashi. Otherwise, the Rashi is against an offering Gemara.
You can say Arfis. You can say Arfis in Rashi.
Tosis says that Arvus does the trick, yeah. And the Rishonim all assume Rashi didn't say Arvus. Rashi didn't say Arvus. Rashi gives a different answer. Why doesn't Rashi say Kolisal Arayim Zeh Bazeh? That's what the Rishonim asked. Tosis says that even Meikar Adin, Tosis interprets the Gemara. That's the official pshat. That's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's the Tosis pshat that goes over to the days. That if you're talking about a male adult like Shimon Ben Shetach, who's theoretically mechuyev in the parashat Birchas Hamazon, just that now he didn't eat anything. So, but if there are people who did eat bread and they don't know how to bench, and by my reciting Birchas Hamazon and I can help them out, so you say Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh Bezeh, so you say Yotza Moitzi. Yeah, Rashi does not say like that. Rashi doesn't say Yotza Moitzi. Why not? So that's a discussion in Rishonim and Acharonim. Why? So the Shagasariya has this famous tshuva. He points out that the Gemara says in the end of the third perik in Rosh Hashanah that in order for the Baal Tekeh to be Moitzi, the whole Tzibur, you require the Baal Tekeh should be Mechuyi B'dover. If the best Baal Tekeh is a Nochri or an Isha or a Katan, so they cannot be Moitzi HaSarab Medechai Vosam, Mishenu Mechuyi B'dover and Moitzi HaSarab Medechai Vosam. What if the Baal Tekeh already blew Shofar and Shul? That was going to blow a second time. So he's not Mechuyi B'dover anymore, he's already blown Shofar. So the Gemara says, the Gemara raises the question, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Yotza Moitzi, even though he was Yotzi himself, he can blow shofar a second time to motzi achem derechav osam. Why is that? So Rashi and the Rishonim stay over there in Rosh Hashanah because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bezeh. Since Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bezeh, so as long as there's still one Jew left in the world who hasn't fulfilled kiyo shofar, so it's considered as if I wasn't fully yotzi in my head. It's not that I took care of myself, I blew shofar, and the other people weren't yotzi, that's their problem. No, it's considered as if all of Kol Yisrael are one body. And as long as there's one Jew left, they didn't hit Kiyo Shofar, so I'm still mechuyev to blow Shofar if that'll somehow help someone else be yotzei his chiyev tkiyas. So I'm mechuyev to blow, so I'm amish yotza moitzi because I wasn't yotzei yet. I'm still mechuyev b'dav, I wasn't fully yotzei yet. So then the Gemara has, the Gemara tells an incident there at the end of the third parak Mashana, after that psak yotza moitzi by Kiyo Shofar, so then the Gemara moves on to Kiddush. So the Gemara says, one of the Amoraim recited Kiddush and he washed and he started to eat his meal. And then some guests showed up late who hadn't heard Kiddush yet. They didn't know how to recite Kiddush by heart. So the Amora repeated Kiddush a second time on behalf of the guests based on the principle of Yotza Moitzi. When did that story happen? Well, that story, it wasn't on Yom Kippur because they weren't eating on Yom Kippur. So it was either on Shabbos, on Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, on Yom Tov, or Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi says, Mikadosh Yisrael v'Hazman. How does Rashi know that it happened on Yom Tov? Maybe it happened on Shabbos. Just because the story is told in Maseches Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean that the story happened on Rosh Hashanah. Tkiyah Shofar happened on Rosh Hashanah, okay. But the other story that the Gemara quotes after the Yotza Moitzi by the Tkiyahs, the story about the guest coming late and the host recited Kiddush a second time to Moitzi the guest, how does Rashi know that that happened on Yom Tov? So that's what the Shagazari says. The answer is that this whole pshetel that we say that Yotza Moitzi, because as long as there's still one Jew left in South Africa who wasn't Yotza Tkiyah Shofar yet, so I'm still Mechuyav B'dover, this is a pshetel. So he said, this, Meikar Adin, this is a sermon. So Meikar Adin, this is Drush. So Meikar Adin, it doesn't really work. I'm not, if I was Yotza, I can't be Moitzi somebody else. I'm not Mechuyav B'dover. This is a Shvach Hezber al Derech Hadrash. He says it only works for Adin Derabon, it doesn't work for real Din Derais. So that's where Rashi obviously holds, that's where the Shagazari says. Rashi obviously is of the opinion that Kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon. Kiddush on Shabbos is the Raisa. Kiddush on Yom Tov is the Rabbanon. That's one opinion in the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam writes that just like Kiddush on Shabbos is Men HaTorah, Zochar Siyam Shabbos Lekat should be first to reciting Kiddush, So we carry over all the dinim from Shabbos to Yontav. So Kiddush on Yontav is also deraisa. That's the Rambam. Kiddush on Abdullah on Shabbos and Yontav, everything is deraisa. The simple reading of the Rambam. And the Magen Mishnah says that there were those who disagree with the Rambam and hold that Kiddush on Yontav is only the Rabban. Then he says that those who disagree with the Rambam hold that Abdullah is only the Rabban. So the only thing that's deraisa is Kiddush on Shabbos. And the Rambam seems to hold that everything is deraisa. So the Shagasari has a tshuva where he says, what motivated Rashi to say that the story that occurred with the host reciting Kiddush a second time was on Yontav? Why couldn't you have understood that the story happened on Shabbos? Because Kiddush on Shabbos is deraisa, and Yotze Moitzi doesn't really work for a din deraisa. It only works for a din derabbanan. So that's how Rashi knew. I said, how did it work on the Tkiya Shoifa? Tkiya Shoifa is deraisa. So you must assume that it's on Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. On the first day Rosh Hashanah doesn't work. Are you talking about Mea Koilas? But on the real Tkiya Shoifa deraisa, the Shagasai holds that Yotze Moitzi doesn't work. I'm a chudish de geshit. There's no orbis at all on Din Rabban. That's in Gans in the Hepoch in the Shagasar. Shagasar claims that that's Shitas Rashi, and he claims that he has a sheet in the tour, Shitas Hagonim in the tour. So he says that that's the reason why Rashi on Daf Mem Ches and Brachas doesn't want to say like Taisus. Taisus Pshat is so simple in the Gemara. He said Rashi didn't learn Orvus because if you're talking about Brichas Hamoz and Deraisa, so you can't say Yotze Moitzi. The Orvus is not going to help to say Yotze Moitzi because bottom line, you're not Mukhi Yibadot. So the only time Rashi holds, he say Yotze Moitzi is by Achi of the Rabbon. By Achi of the Deraisa won't apply. Very shver. The Pasha, the Rishonim don't give that explanation as to why Rashi didn't say the same as Taisa. Why didn't Rashi learn Mitar Mova? So the Rishonim give a different hezbeh. The Gemara says there in Rosh Hashanah that Kol HaBrachas Kulam Yotza Moitzi, let's say someone does know how to say a bracha on his talis, doesn't know how to say a bracha on tefillin. So I can say the bracha on his behalf to be Moitzi him. Because Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zebezeh, so you say Yotza Moitzi. So what if the other fellow does know how to say a bracha over eating food and he wants to eat his breakfast, he wants to eat his lunch? So there the Gemara says, no, chutz mi brichas hanen. And brichas hanen, and you can't apply the rule of yotze moitzi because he's not mechuyev to eat the food. If he's not going to eat food, he's going to drop dead sooner or later. But you can't really say that the fellow is mechuyev to eat food. So since he's not mechuyev to eat, so you don't apply the rule of kol yisrael harayim mezebezeh, I'm not mechuyev to help you say a bracha if you're not mechuyev to eat the food. So Rashi's opinion is that just like with respect to, that's how the Rishonim say it, just like with respect to bracha shelofaneho, you're not mechuyev to eat the food, so I'm not mechuyev to help you out because you're not really mechuyev. Kol yisrael harayim mezebezeh, I'm orev, I'm responsible to see to it that you should recite your brachas, a bracha that you're mechuyev to recite. But you're not mechuyev to eat the food, so you're not mechuyev to recite any bracha. You're getting hungry, so you're interested in eating, so learn how to say the bracha. But you can't really say that you mechuyev to say the bracha. So Rashi's opinion, and that's how the Rishonim say, Rashi's opinion is that not only is this true regarding the bracha shalofaneho, even the bracha shalachreho as well. He had a brera, he didn't have to have eaten the food. So Tosfos disagrees, says, no, with respect to bracha shalofaneho, calls man, he doesn't eat the food, yet he's not mechuyev to say the bracha. So let him not eat the food, let him not say the brachas. I'm not mechuyev b'dover to help him say the bracha. Once he ate already, now he's in a blata, now he's in a mess. He has to say brachas hamazon. So he's mechuyev b'dover. So the Rishonim say, and Rashi holds that since he was the one who put himself into that predicament, if he didn't want to, he didn't have to have eaten the bread in the first place. If he wouldn't have eaten bread, he wouldn't have been mechuyev to recite brachas hamazon. So that's not called kol yisrael harayim mezebezeh. I'm not mechuyev to help you out. I'm only mechuyev to help you out if you're in a situation where the Torah makes you stuck. The Torah says you have to lay tefillin. The Torah says you got to say a bracha. The Torah says you have to put on a talis and you got to say a bracha. But if you decided to eat bread and you were mechayev yourself in benching, so that's your fault. So I'm not mechuyev to help you out. That's how the Rishonim on the daf explained by Rashi doesn't agree with Tosfos.
And you have to, on Shabbos we have to eat.
On Shabbos, the Gemara says on Shabbos you're mechuyev to recite Kiddush.
Yeah, so
therefore, I can recite the Kiddush to be mitzvah the other fellow.
Yeah.
can I say Hamoitzi on Shabbos to be Moitzi him with a bread? So that the Shulchan Aruch says no. That the Shulchan Aruch says no. The Gemara just says Hamoitzi on Leil Pesach. On Achilas Matzah. Not only the bracha on Achilas Matzah can I recite for the other fellow, even Hamoitzi Lechem and Horus. And not only the Kiddush can I recite for the other person who doesn't know how to say Kiddush, even the Baruch Piagofen of the Kiddush I can recite for him. But the Hamoitzi over eating the bread on other Shabbos and Yom Tov, aside from the first two nights of Pesach, so that the Shulchan Aruch says not. Maybe Sukkah should be the same as Pesach. It's an interesting point. I don't know. That's the two versions in the Rishonim exactly and the Achronim exactly. Why is Hamoitzi on Leil Pesach Hamoitzi that comes in conjunction with Al Achilas Matzah? Why is that different from Hamoitzi on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov? So the Mechaber says, because the din is that if a person enjoys fasting more than he enjoys eating, so then he can fulfill his Einik Shabbos by fasting. So not everyone is mechayev to eat on Shabbos. Your decision that you want to eat a whole delicious meal, that's your decision because you belong to that group of people, the larger group, the majority group of people who enjoy eating more than they enjoy fasting. But that's due to your personal decision, that's due to your personal choice, that you enjoy eating better than fasting. But since theoretically the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos could have been fulfilled by fasting, so you can't say I'm mechuyif to help you say the bracha of Hamoitzi on Pesach night, even if you don't enjoy eating. You're mechuyif to choke on the matzah, whether you like it or not. You got to eat a kazaisa korban Pesach. You have to eat a kazaisa matzah, whether you like it or not. So on Pesach night, and Shulchan Aruch paskens on the Gemara based on the Gemara, you can say Hamoitzi to be Moitzi the others. But another Shabbos and Yom Tov, you cannot be Moitzi the others with Hamoitzi.
That is theory with the Shulchan Aruch that says there are two separate mitzvahs and you need two kazaisim. So if only for Hamoitzi, you wouldn't be able to be Moitzi someone else. Only for Achilas Matzah.
Okay, once he's saying Hamoitzi on Achilas Matzah, so he'll eat two kazeisim, okay. What are you going to tell me? He's only Yoitzei on the one kazayis. I can only be Moitzi him on the one kazayis, not on the second kazayis. Once he's Yoitzei with the Hamoitzi for the first kazayis, he can have another kazayis, Mr. Stam.
Why do we say
Butler
Dai Goitzei call out of the people that like to fast more on Shabbos?
Mm-hmm. Good question, but that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that one who enjoys Misha Masanik Yosef and Itaniso, one who enjoys fasting better than eating, so he's not mechuyev to eat three sudas on Shabbos. He can fulfill his Einik Shabbos by fasting. So that's in Shulchan Aruch, that's the official explanation that's given. Why do we distinguish between Hamoitzi and Leil Pesach? That's the case with the Gemara. It says Hamoitzi and Leil Pesach that comes in conjunction with Al Achilas Matzah, as opposed to Hamoitzi on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, but we don't allow Yotz Hamoitzi. They say because the other fellow is really not mechuyev to eat the lechem on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov. If he would enjoy fasting better, he wouldn't be mechuyev to eat. Others distinguish differently. They say that it's not so much because he's not really mechuyev to eat bread on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but rather that Hamoitzi is a pure bichas hanenet. And on Bichas Hanenen, you don't allow Yotz HaMoitzi. Kach Nemra Halacha. But on Pesach night, the Bichas HaMoitzi comes in conjunction with Al Achilas Matzah. And it comes in conjunction with the rest of this Haggadah. So on the whole Haggadah, you do say Shemei Koine. So the HaMoitzi Lechem and Haaretz, since it doesn't come alone, it comes together B'tzirif with all the other brachas on Leil Pesach. And all the other brachas, the Kiddush bracha, let's say the Baruch Pi Hagafen on a regular Shabbos in Yom Tov. So why can you be moitzi someone else with the Baruch Pi Hagafen of the Kiddush? Because the Baruch Pi Hagafen is part of the Kiddush. And on the Kiddush we say Yotz HaMoitzi. So since the Baruch Pi Hagafen is part of the Nusach of the Kiddush, so Yotz HaMoitzi applies to that as well. And a normal Shabbos Yom Tov, HaMoitzi stands alone. It's not part of some other bracha, some other amira where I can be moitzi someone else with Shemer Koine. HaMoitzi Lechem HaNoroth stands alone. But on Pesach Nan, HaMoitzi Lechem HaNoroth does not stand alone. Just like Baruch Pi Hagafen of Kiddush doesn't stand alone as a Birchas Hanenen, Baruch Pi Hagafen is an integral part of the Kiddush. So the Hamotzi Lechem in Ha'aretz, Hamotzi Lechem in Ha'aretz on Leil HaPesach doesn't stand alone. Either you say it comes in conjunction with the Brach Al Achilas Matzah, you say bigger and better, and comes in conjunction with all the Rishonim say that there are Sheva Brachas. the Yerushalmi says, Ha'echal matzah, be'erek Pesach, ki leboyal arvasasa v'beis chama. So it's a very strange mashal. What kind of a mashal is that? So a lot of Rishonim say that on Pesach night, we recite Sheva Brachas before we get to eat the matzah. So the Rishonim are assuming that all the seven brachas hamitzuruf yachad, the hamotzi lech menorah that you say on Pesach night joins together with another six brachas, brachas of the kiddush and asher giralanu and anatilas yadayim, a whole bunch of other brachas, and it joins together with the whole CPTS mitzrayim. It's part of the whole. The chachamim set up a whole system of CPTS mitzrayim. So hamotzi lech menorah is part of the whole haggadah. The haggadah of the din is that you say yotza motzi, even if I already was yotzi the CPTS mitzrayim. I can recite the Haggadah again on behalf of someone else. So the Hamotzi Lachmanot on Pesach night is part of that whole Haggadah. That's a different hesbet. That's not the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the official explanation that's given is because on Pesach night, whether you enjoy it or not, you have to eat matzah. Whether you have to say Hamotzi and eat bread. And on every Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you personally would prefer to fast as opposed to eating, so then you wouldn't have to eat, so then you wouldn't have to say Hamotzi. So the halacha doesn't really absolutely declare that you're not absolutely mechuyif to eat lech. So that's why you can't say yotza moitzi ba moitzi lachmanos. That's a different hezber. It's not the same hezber as is usually given. That the hamoitzi on Pesach night comes together with the whole CPTS Mishan, comes together with the other six brachos.
How does the second hezber explain that there's no harm?
Because Hamotzi that's recited before the Chalas is a regular Birchas Hanenen, and that's how the Chachamim set it up. That a Birchas Hanenen, we don't allow Shemek, we allow Shemek, but we don't allow Yotza Hamotzi. Yeah, it's a rule. You don't allow Shemek, we don't allow Yotza Hamotzi. I, but on Kiddush, you say you do say. No, the answer is the Barakah Gochen is part of the Kiddush. What's with Hamotzi on Pesach night? Hamotzi is part of CPTS Mitzrayim. But whenever it can't be, that's the Shaila. Let's say, that's what we said, there are two opinions in Rishonim. What about Bar Piagofen on Shabbos morning in Kiddush? Can I recite Kiddush on behalf of someone else on Shabbos morning? I already said Kiddush, I already finished benching. And I'm going to say Bar Piagofen on behalf of the other fellow, I'm not going to drink any wine. Is that acceptable? Are they saying no? Only if I'm going to drink wine along with him. Then I can say Shemei Kaina, or say Hey Seibu Echem Avarach Kulam. Okay, so the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that opinion in Tesis and Avi Psochim that even on Kiddush on Shabbos morning, I can also say Bar Piagofen on behalf of someone else and be Moitzi him, even though I'm not drinking any wine. And Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page in the Shulchan Aruch over there in Hilchos Kiddush refers you to the Ritvo and Avi Psochim who disagrees. He says no, you can only be Moitzi someone else with the Bar Piagofen on Kiddush on Friday night. Because it comes in conjunction with the Kiddush. But on Shabbos morning, that's all it is a Bar Piagofen, so it's a Birchas Hanenen. So we have a loy pluk that we don't allow Yotza Moitzi and any Birchas Hanenen, even though it's a Birchas Hanenen that you require. So that's really a Machlekes HaRishonim. What's the explanation why Bar Piagofen of Kiddush and Hamotzi Lech Meratz on Pesach night is an exception to the rule? Is it like the Ritvo says, because it's in conjunction? It's not a plain old Birchas Hanenen. Whenever there's a Birchas Hanenen, we never allow Yotza Moitzi and the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush and the Hamotzi of Matzah on Pesach night is not a plain old Birchas Hanenen. It's part of a bigger Nusa. Or is it no? Because whenever there is no absolute rule Birchas Hanenen, you can't be Moitzi someone else. Whenever he's Mukhiv in the Birchas Hanenen, I can't be Moitzi him. The only thing is that on a regular Shabbos Yom Tov, whoever enjoys fasting better, he's not mechuyif to eat, so he's not absolutely mechuyif to eat. So I'm not mechuyif to say the bracha on his behalf if he's not really mechuyif to eat. So that's a machlokes HaRishonim, how to understand why for Piagofen of Kiddush and why Hamotzi of Achilas Matzah were labeled as exceptions to the rule. See, here coming back again, this is the machlokes, the Shagasari against all the Rishonim. Why didn't Rashi learn like Tosfos? So the Shagasari claims that what motivated Rashi not to learn like this is because it's a wild chiddush. He thinks that Yotza Moitzi only works on Dinam Derabbanan. It doesn't work on Dinam Deraisa. So that's why it's Rashi Lishitosa. That's why Rashi interprets on the Gemara at the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah that it was Kiddush on Yontif where the host repeated the Kiddush a second time for the guests. Because if it would have been Kiddush on Shabbos, it would have been a chiyuv deraisa to recite the Kiddush. So then Rashi would have held that you don't allow Yatzah Maitzah. Only Kiddush on Yantav is only the Rabbanan, and that's why we allow. And what's with Kiyah Shofar? The original Gemara is on Kiyah Shofar. So he probably learns it goes on Yantav Shemesh Al Golias. And on Yantav Rishon of Rosh Hashanah, with Kiyah Shofar is deraisa, he wouldn't allow Yatzah Maitzah. That's not the accepted opinion. That's for sure not the accepted opinion. So he claims that's what the Shavasar claims, and it's true, but that's why Rashi didn't say the same as Tosfos, that Yotza Maitzi should really apply to benching. Because we're talking about a person eight kedei sviya. He's Muchib Bedovim in Atarah. So how can he say Yotza Maitzi on a din derais? Yotza Maitzi only works on a din derabban. That's Kula Chidish. And the stand-up shot that the Rishayim Aladaf give is differently. No, that Rashi holds that just like on Bichas Hanenin, they never allowed Yotza Moitzi because Lalisani will Olivark, let him not eat the food, and he won't be Mechuyif to recite the Birchas Hanenin. So Rashi holds not only is that true regarding Birchas Hanenin before eating the food, even the Birchas Berach Achreina after finishing eating the food, also not Mechuyif. Tosfos says, but he ate already. So he ate already, he's Mechuyif. So Rashi holds that since he theoretically had the option of choosing not to eat, and it's his fault that he, that was his personal decision, he decided to eat, I'm not mechuyif to help him out. I'm not mechuyif to help out other people. Because all our aim is ever there. If they're really in need, but if the guy creates his own need, I'm not mechuyif to help him. Could be. Could be. According to the way the Shagasari is forcing his whole interpretation on Rashi, he's interpreting the Rashi in Baruch is interpreting the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. And he's saying that it's a l'shitasai. He's giving a whole interpretation. It could be that he'll say the same regarding the bracha and the talmud.
He went out to Shai Shai and asked for the a Muslim because he bore the chiyuv upon himself. So like Talmud, he also bore the chiyuv upon himself. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, it's not a mitzvah to put Talmud. It's only to put
sitzis
if you have a talmud.
Right.
A Muslim, like he did.
Right.
Because the votes for even according to the way the Mishnah line of Rashi.
But in Shulchan Aruch, the officially accepted pshat is what Tosfos said, that you do say Yotza Maitzi on the Birchas HaMazon. Yeah. If one would have adopted Rashi's pshat, however you understand Rashi, why Rashi didn't say Yotza Maitzi, so should follow by Talis, you shouldn't be able to say the bracha either. Yeah. So Rashi, in order to answer this kasha of the Halachos Gedolos, Rashi says that one is Mechuyif B'Dovim, and the Rabban is also considered Mechuyif B'Dovim. Rabbi Kevegri asked against an offer in the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Chof that he's quoting says beferish that if women's obligation to bench Birchas HaMazon is only Rabban, the woman cannot recite the benching to be Moitzi a man. So how can Rashi say a Mechuyif B'Dovim, and the Rabban is considered Mechuyif B'Dovim, Kreen Abay, Moitzi Rabban Dech HaGosam? So that's what the Rabbi Chana Basaman and others, they say, B'Hachrech, you have to say within Rashi that there are two parts to this principle of Mishayna Mechuyif B'Dovim. One is you have to be a bar chiyuva, an abstract, and secondly you have to be Mechuyif B'Dovim B'Poyel Mamish, not sufficient that you're a bar chiyuva. So to be a bar chiyuva, you have to be a bar chiyuva on the level of Deraisa. So that rule is a rule Deraisa. Mishayna Mechuyif B'Dovim and Emotzi Asaram Dechayvosam, that part of the rule is a rule Deraisa. The second half is the Machlekes. The Ramban argues that the whole rule of Mishayna Mechuyif B'Dovim and Emotzi Asaram Dechayvosam, the whole rule is a din Deraisa. And he gave his mashal from being mafrish min apotter al achiyah, min achiyah al apotter. And Rashi apparently distinguishes, and he says, no, that you have to be a bar chiyuva in abstract in the parsha. That's a rule deraisa. So if women are only mechuyif to bench min the rabbanon, they wouldn't be able to be moitzi men who are mechuyif to bench min ator, because the woman is not mechuyif b'dover on the level of deraisa. I'm in the rabbanon, I'm mechuyif b'dover. What does it help? But she's not a bar chiyuva in the whole parsha. But over here, when we're talking about an adult male, Shimon ben Shetach is an adult male. So he already was bar mitzvah. So of course he's Mechuyif B'Dovim. Theoretically he is in the parasha of Birchas HaMazon. The only thing is that right now he didn't eat any bread. So right now he's not Mechuyif B'Poyel Mamish. So that second half of the halacha, that you have to be Mechuyif B'Dovim B'Poyel Mamish, that Rashi holds, that rule is only Midirabbanon. So once you say that rule is only the Rabbanon, then you say Mechuyif B'Dovim Midirabbanon is sufficient. So since he had a kazayis of bread, and with the rabbanon he is mechuyev, so he's called mechuyev bedavar, and it can be moitzi the others at dechayvos. That's a Rashi's teretz. So I'm a chiddush diketeretz, a big chiddush. Then what does Rashi continue? Vim taima bekotn shehigi lechino haloy amahachi. What's Rashi's kashin? Why don't I allow a cotton shehigi lechino to be moitzi the father who ate kidei svia? The Gemara says you only allow the child to bench to be moitzi the father if the father didn't have, the father only had a kazait. But if the father had kidei svia, the son cannot be moitzi him. So Rashi is bothered with the kasha, but I just said that Mukhi Bedovar Min Rabbanon is considered Mukhi Bedovar. So Rashi answered, so Rashi should have answered that the two different types of Mukhi Bedovar. One is, are you in a, are you Yeshna Betoras Aparsha? So the woman is not. If you say that women's obligation to bench is only Rabbanon, so Halhar, she's not a Barchayuva at all on the level of the rice. So she should have said that the cotton's obligation to bench the whole Bar Chiyuva is only with the Rabbanon. So he doesn't answer like that. What does Rashi answer? Who afilim with the Rabbanon la mechayim? Dalei diavu hu de rami lechanuchi. So it's very difficult. Rashi says that even with the Rabbanon, the child is not mechuyev bedovar. So that's not against the Gemara. That's what Rabbi Kiveg reyes hanchof on the base. Isn't that the way against the Gemara? The Gemara is a beferish. If the father ate only kezayis, then the son can be mitzi the father. So don't you see that the son is mukhi bedover mid the rabbanon? But it's only mukhi bedover on the level of the rabbanon. Why did Rashi not give the simple answer? That the like we said, there are two parts to mukhi bedover. The one part is, are you considered a bar chiyuva? So women are not a bar chiyuva, and a cotton is not a bar chiyuva. And then the second part is, are you mukhi bedover bepoil mamish? That Rashi holds if you mukhi bedover mid the rabbanon, that's sufficient. Apparently Rashi thinks that a cotton even lohi gelachinach is considered a bar chiyuva. He's considered yeshna b'toiras. The two dinim. The one is he need mechuy b'dover in the parsha, and second mechuy b'dover b'pol mamr. So mechuy b'dover in the parsha. Apparently Rashi thinks that a cotton even before he gelachinach is also called yeshna b'toiras. Such a discussion of Taisus in Gitna. Such a discussion. Gemara says, an Eved Kenayni cannot write, Gemara doesn't exactly say this, but that's what Taisa assumes, an Eved Kenayni cannot write a get, Lishmo, because his Zeinu B'Torah is getting the Kiddushin. An Eved Kenayni doesn't have any Tvisa's Kiddushin. So Mishenu B'Torah is getting the Kiddushin, cannot create the Shmo, so he cannot write the Shmo. So nonetheless, there's a discussion in the Gemara whether cotton can write a get, Lishmo. Can the cotton write only the Tofus Lishma, with a whole need for Ksiva Lishma is only with the Rabbanon, or can he even write the Torah Lishma, with a need for Ksiva Lishma is Minatar? So the different opinions in the Gemara. So Tosis raises the question, but a Kotten is not a bar, ain't a Bataris Git Mikadushim. Kotten is not bar, la bar das, they can't be Mikadish Anisha, can't be Migarish Anisha. So if Zaina Bataris Git Mikadushim, how can the Gemara have a minute to discuss whether the Kotten can write the Gef Lishma? The Tosis says no, the Kotten before Bar Mitzvah, He's not gonna, it's not like a non-Jew has to convert in order to become Jewish, in order to become Yeshem Mitoris Git Nikidushin. The cotton is going to become Bar Mitzvah automatically. Another couple of years, he'll become a Bar Mitzvah. So even before he becomes a Bar Mitzvah, he's already considered a Bar Chiyuva. He's already considered Yeshem Mitoris. So maybe that's what Rashi means over here. Maybe Rashi holds that the cotton, even Lohi Gilachinoch, is considered Yeshem Mitoris. The only problem is, if he's not Mechuyev, if he's not mechuyev to bench b'poyal mamish, he cannot be moitzi the others. So Rashi asks, "Nu, if he's already higir lechinach, then he's mechuyev b'dover even b'poyal mamish mid the rabbanon. So why can't he be moitzi the father who ate kidei svia? Why does the Gemara say the son can only be moitzi the father if the father had a kezayis? But if the father had kidei svia, then the Gemara said the son cannot be moitzi the father. So that's why Rashi's asking akasha. The kid is yeshna b'toyros, like Tosis writes in Gittin." A child, even before Bar Mitzvah, is considered Yeshna Mitoris Git Mikidushin. He's going to become Bar Mitzvah automatically. He's not going to have to do anything to become Bar Mitzvah. He's going to become automatically. So he's called Yeshna Mitoris. So if he gil achinoch, so even mid the Rabbanon, he's Muchi Badova Bepoil Mamish. So let him be able to be Moitzi, the father who ate even Kidei Svia. So Rashi says the answer is that the Chiv Chinoch is not Mutal on the child. The child is not Muchi Badova Bepoil Mamish. The father is mechuyev to see to it the son benches, but the child is not mechuyev to bench even the rabbanon. Ahu, afilu mirabbanon la mechayev shayin. Dalei davuhu de rami lechanuchi. So that's the kasha. So that's what Rabbi Kivegri asks. So how can the son be moitzi the father if the father had only kazayas? If the son is not even mechuyav b'davar midrabbanan? That's Rabbi Kivegri asks that kasha on chofam beis. So that's what the Galya Masechta says. No, if the father only had g'day kazayas, the father is not even mechuyav midrabbanan. Just that there's a recommendation mid the rabban. So midas chasidus mid the rabban, but it's not an absolute chiyuv mid the rabban. So there you don't even need a mechuyav b'dover mid the rabban to be mitzi the father. Okay. Rashi is quite a chiddush. The whole Rashi from top to bottom, the whole Rashi is a chiddush. Then Rashi is not happy with the teretz at the behage. Balaloch knows pasuk davka doch linu kizayis o kibetzo. Dichavosei. Only if they all had kizayis. But what happened? But if the other people in Yanai's party ate Kedei Sviya, and only the one who's going to bench Shimon ben Shetach only ate Akazayas, so he says he wouldn't be able to be bench to be Moitzi there. So Rashi says, how can it be? The Yevshala Hamida, the Hayana Bechaber, Bachlo Besovel. Rav Kina Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach was Moitzi there. The Gemara says the only thing that we don't accept from Shimon ben Shetach, but that's because he only drank wine. He didn't even eat kazayis bread. But if he would have had a kazayis bread, he would have been mitzi. He would have been able to be mitzi all the others, even on the eight kadei sphere. So Rashi rejects the teretz of the Bahag. How can it be that the others only ate kazayis? It doesn't make any sense. We suggest that maybe the machlokes Rashi in the Bahag is what the Achrayim had a machlokes about. How do you define what's considered eating kadei sphere? Whether eating kedei svi means you had kedei svi from the bread alone, you had so many slices of bread that even if you wouldn't have had any meat or any fish or any soup, you're already full from the bread, kedei svi. Or do you say no? That even if you only had a kazayas of bread and you ate a whole filling meal, all of the food is mitztarev to be considered kedei svi. So maybe that's what the Bahag meant over here. That the Yanai v'chaverev didn't eat kedei svi of bread. They only had a kazayas of bread. So apparently the Bahag is of the opinion that the chiyuv to bench is only with the rabbanon in such a situation. Rashi disagrees. Rashi thinks, no, if you have a kazayas of bread, vitzir, a whole filling meal, so that's called kedei svi. That's what the Magen Avraham sounds like. He holds like that. Magen Avraham says if a person has a little bit of cake in the middle of a meal, the whole meal is filling. So if a person ate at a wedding, and he ate his ready to platz, and then at the end of the wedding, they serve cake. So you don't say that that's called kaver suda on the cake at the end. No, the cake that he eats at the end is not in order to fill himself up. He's already stuffed. The cake is a snack at the end. The cake is an ash, the same as ours. But the Magen Avraham says, what if the person is between one course and the other and he's hungry? And he had soup and he's having chicken and he's having fish and he's having all the vegetables and everything, all the salads and everything. So then the cake or the cookies that he's going to eat in the middle of the meal are going to help to fill him as well. So the Magen Avraham declares that that's considered the kviya suda on the cake. Even though the cake alone doesn't have a sheer kviya suda, just the cake with zero of the rest of the meal. And the Aruch HaShulchan is not happy with that, the Magen Avraham. He disagrees. So the Mishnah Brura with the Rav Moshe Feinstein do accept the Magen Avraham, and others think like the Aruch HaShulchan. Maybe that's the machlokes over here between the Rashi and the Bahag. The Bahag perhaps meant he only had a kazayas of bread, but he certainly ate kedei svi with the rest of the meal. So the Bahag holds that that's not, the others are not mechuyav to bench menatar. The only mechuyav to bench menatar if he had kedei svi from the bread. And Rashi disagrees. He thinks no, that is called kedei svi. Everything that you eat together is mitzaraf yachad. Yeah. Here the Rishonim quote the Rabbeinu Tam there. So Rabbeinu Tam says that for this Gemara you see that the obligation to bench when yidik hazayis is min haTorah. Isn't it against the Gemara? The Gemara said beferish v'heim medak tekim al atzmam. So we had the Galya Masechta was medayek. He says that the lashon v'heim medak tekim al atzmam means that it's even less than another din de rabbanon. It's not the others are not even mechuyev to bench mid de rabbanon if you only have a kazayis or kibetza. It's a midas chasidus mid de rabbanon. It's not even a chiyev mid de rabbanon. The Rabbeinu Tam says no. V'hei medak tikim al atzma means they medayik from the make a drasha sapsukim and they declare that the chiyuv to bench is min haTorah. I would have said I would have said not like the Rabbein Tam. I would have said that Gemara holds that Kezayis Kibetzis Med the Rabbanon, and the Gemara later, which seems to be working with Psukim on Mem Tes on the base, right before the Mishnah. So the Gemara starts at Kama Mizamnim, whether you have to eat the Kezayis and Kibetzis. The name of the Rav Meir Choshev Le Kezayis, Rav Yudah Kibetzis. So the Gemara says, I vipcha shaminalu tzamach leke satanayim in psachim. The Gemara says, no, it has to do with the drushas ha-psukim over here. V'achalta v'savata achilus kezaisim savata shtiyo. So you see how kezaisim chuyif the bench, and the other one says, no, v'achalta would have meant kezais. Now that it says v'savata, so it means kebetza. So the posh pshat in the Gemara is that it's a machleke satanayim on the level of the raisim, whether kezais or kebetza. And this seems to contradict the whole Gemara, and of chofam and beis. The Gemara says it's only with the Rabbanon. So I would have said it's a machlekes ha-sugya, a machlekes ha-marai. Rabbein and Tam says no. He says it's the raisa, as it says on mem tes on the base. Everything is based on psukim, and the loshan ha-gemar v'heim edak tikim alatzmam means the Rabban Shalom has to be nice upon him to the Jewish people, because they're the ones who darshan the psukim, and they interpreted that you mechuyif the bench if you would have had just the kazais or kebetz. One could have interpreted the psukim differently, and could have come to the maskana that you only mechuyif the bench if you eat kidei sviya. But the rabbis interpreted the psukim in such a way, the klal yisrael interpreted the psukim in such a way, that the obligation to bench is menatari even if you only had kezayis or kebetza. That's how the Rabbi Natam reread the Gemara. Medak dikim alatzma means that with the midrash atar nedreshes bam, they read in between the lines of the psukim, and they came out with adrasha gemura deraisa, that you mechuyif the bench menatari for kezayis and kebetza. So he said that's what is mukhach from our Gemara. The kezayis and kebetz is their eyes. Otherwise, how can one who ate kezayis dogma be moitzi the others who ate kedei sviya if the one who ate kezayis dogma told him in the rabbanon? So he says, no, all the three gemaras are saying the same thing. The gemara bayana, he says clearly that yid kezayis and mukhif the benchman at Torah. The gemara mem testam and base learns that from the psukim. And the medak dikim alatzma means they made a drasha of psukim, which is a drasha gemara their eyes. That's how they quote their rabbein atam. All the three gemaras are saying the same thing. Okay. So you have over here Rashi's Mechudish Dike answer, then you have the Bahag's answer, then you have the Rabbein and Tam Shita. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rabbein and Tam and the Bir Aloch as a collector's item. That there is an opinion. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that you only believe the benchman atar if you ate Kedei Svi, if you had a Kazais, you only believe the benchman the Rabbanon. So Sofik Birch Birchas Amos and Sofik Lod Birach, Chayzah Mevarach only if you ate Kedei Svi, if you only had a Kazais. So Sofik Birch, Sofik Lod Birch, Ena Chayzah Mevarach, because the only Birchas Amos and the Rabbanon. Yes, yeah, so we don't accept this Rabbein and Tam. And then the accepted answer, the official answer that's given in Shulchan Aruch is the Taisus Pshat in the Gemara. That really, the one who didn't eat Kedei Sviya, one who didn't eat it all, should theoretically be able to be Moitzi the others who did eat Kedei Sviya because of the din of Yatzah Moitzi. But the problem is, how can you say Baruch Shechal Mishaloi, Uftu Chayinu? So Shimon Shetach felt that problem is solved by having a cup of wine. And the Gemara says we don't paskin like that. We paskin that you have to have dafke kazayis doga. So this is a shaila. What do you mean we don't paskin like that? And if you have nine people ate bread and one person ate yerek, so he says, he doesn't say baruch shalom mishaloi. He does say baruch shalom mishaloi, because it's achila. And if the tenth person drank water, as the machlokes, the Magen Avraham says, the minig is lahakal even on water, because we have a minig to say a bracha achrayin b'ayin nefash on water. But let's say the tenth person had a cup of wine. He can't say baruch shalom mishlof tevachayinu. He can't say shtir b'chlal achil. He does say baruch shalom mishlof. So if the whole problem only is how can he say baruch shalom mishloi, there's no problem being moitzi the others, because we say yotza moitzi. So the maskana sagma is very shneh. So why is that shechel kezayis dogan? If he has a revius of wine, should also be good. Shemesh Shetach was right. Why did they reject his opinion? And what does he have to have kezayis dogan? He could have had a kezayis yerek. He could be mitzdarev, and he say yotza moitzi. He can be moitzi everybody else. It's a problem. Tosis doesn't. Because it doesn't deal with that cash. Because it works so hard just in order to give over the pshat. They don't deal with this cash. But that's the official pshat that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, is the Taisis pshat. started the perek, we were discussing the din of mezumin. What is it all about? So we learned the Mishnah. We reviewed again the Mishnah. On Mem Beis Amud Aleph, on the last line, on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, going over to Mem Beis, that if everybody's sitting and eating bread, everybody's sitting and drinking wine, each one has to say his own brach. If a sebu, I'm passing yain. If you had a sebu, derechem uvarch lekulam. One can recite the brach rishayin on behalf of everybody. So what kind of a din is that? Derechem uvarch lekulam. So we pointed out, just to review again, the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah quoted from the Yerushalmi that you don't allow shamea ka'ina by the three cases. By kriyashma, we don't permit shamea ka'ina. And by tefillah, and by eating food, the bracha before and after eating food, you don't allow shemeh koina. Forget about yotza mois. Shemeh koina. We're all eating at the same time. You don't allow shemeh koina. The exception to the rule is pas v'yayin if you have a sebu. Then you allow. What do you mean? So why then do you allow shemeh koina? So we explain. Rav Soloveitchik explained that it doesn't mean that you're allowing shemeh koina. Then the takanas chachamim was that the whole chabur is only obligated to offer one bar priagof, and the whole chabur is only obligated to offer one hamotzi lechmanon. But it's only considered one chabura if hesebu. Nobody eats hesebu, so yeshiva the danke hesebu the two. Fine. And then the Tosis points out, that bottom Tosis points out, and the Gemara has it. The Gemara says this. The Gemara said the same is true, but he gave the bench in Mizumin. We really shouldn't allow Shemer Koine and Bichas Hamaz neither. Unless you have Echad Seif of Echad Bur. So then you have no choice. So then you revert back to the din deraisa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Bi'ur HaGod. This whole din, that you have three exceptions to the rule that you don't allow shemer koina. The whole chumra is only with the rabbanim. Bi'ur din deraisa, you allow shemer koina. So if you have one as a seif and one as a boor, so then we revert back to the din deraisa. So the whole Gemara chofim and base about the woman reciting benching to be moitzi the man. That's apparently the man doesn't know how to bench. So then we're reverting back to the din deraisa. To permit Shemeh Koina. But the leaving out that case of Sofer Abur, let's say they all learned people, so we wouldn't permit Shemeh Koina. So what is benching Mizumin all about? When they bench Mizumin, only the Mizamin said the Birchas Hamazon, and the others didn't say anything. They just answered Amen at the end. So the answer is that the whole, just like the Pshat for the Bracha Shalafanel, the whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one Hamoitzi, the whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one Bar Priya Glofen. So too, the whole chabur is only obligated to offer one brichas hamazon. That's the whole yisoid adin of bench and mizumin. So we pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Brichas Avraham that even though Tosfos Shita in the beginning of Shlosha Shoflu is that you don't apply shemei koine unless the listener understands, unless he's maven. If he doesn't understand that, you don't. It's not called Shemeya Koina. Shemeya means you have to hear it. If you're deaf, you're not Shemeya. And even if he hears, but he doesn't understand, that's called Einu Shemeya. So even though we don't allow Shemeya Koina whenever he doesn't understand this, but by bench and Mizum, and all the people are Yotzim in the bench, even though they don't understand. Why is that? So the answer is because it's not based on Shemeya Koina. It's based on a different word, that the whole Chabura offers one Bichas Hamazon. So I'm part of this Chabura. We all ate Behes Sefer. And I'm part of the Chabur, so the Chabur is Yotze with the Bichas HaMazon that the one of them offers. So it's not really being Yotze. It's not that each, let's say if you have 10 people bench, 8 together, and one is offering the benching on behalf of the whole group, it's not that the others are Yotze with Shemeh Koine. The others are Yotze because the whole Chabur offered one Bichas HaMazon. So that was his suggestion on this Gemara. It could be we had several terutzim, what's going on over here? Why is it enough with the gazites? So the Baha gave his terutz, and Rashi gave his terutz, and Rabbeinu Tam gave his terutz, and the Taisus gave their terutz. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the terutz of the Taisus, the pshat of the Taisus. So the whole Gemara is an issue of, can you say Baruch Shechanim Shalai, but it's really Yatza Maitzi, the whole interpretation of the Gemara. So the Balamor on this Gemara has a fifth answer, a totally different pshat. That what? So Rav Soloveitchik suggests, I don't know, the Balamo doesn't exactly say like this, so Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe we're probably talking about a case where the bench in Mizumin, so bench in Mizumin is not based on Shomea Ka'ina, so that rule, Mishenim B'chui B'dover in Emotios, Rav Medechavos, only applies when you're employing the principle of Shemei Kainim. I'm blowing shofar and the others are being yotze. I'm saying kiddush and the others are being yotze. I'm saying birchas hamazon and the boor is being yotze with my birchas hamazon. So then we have rules and regulations that you only apply shemei kainim if he's mechui b'davar. Sheni mechui b'davar and emotiy seram dechay vasam. But over here we're not talking about being yotze benching based on shemei kainim. We're talking the whole chabura together is offering one birchas hamazon and they're all yotze because they're all part of the same chabura. So shemim and sheta came at the end. And he had, if he would have had a kazayis of bread, if he would have had a kazayis of bread, everyone would have been happy. Why would everybody be happy? Apparently the others, if he would have given them another dessert, they would have eaten another dessert. Like the Gemara said on the previous daf, if they would give Rav Shmuel say, if they would bring Ilum Aisili or Dalai, because Laili Abba, Milo Yachlina. So if they would have served Shinim and Shetach a little bit of bread, and the others would have been prepared to eat another snack, so he would be mitzaref to the zimun, and then he would offer a birchas hamazon. If you bench birchas hamazon on kazayis min atari, you're not mechuyev. But if you bench, you can't say it's a brochel of atola. It is viachalta. It is he had a kazayis. So that's evis. But the balamor sounds like he says over here that there is a kiyum derais, even though there's no chiyev derais to recite birchas hamazon on less than kedei sviya. But a kiyum deraisa there would be. So a kiyum deraisa would be sufficient to satisfy the needs for bench and mezuin. Because when you bench mezuin, you might see all the listeners, it's not based on shamei kaina. It's based on a different word, based on halacha, that the whole chabur offers one birchas hamazon. So as long as the one is offering the birchas hamazon, eda kazayis dogan, that's good enough. There's a kiyum deraisa in reciting birchas hamazon after kazayis dogan. So that's sufficient to serve as the one is going to be the mezuin. That's a ganzen a different answer. It's not none of the above, none of the four answers that we gave before. Not like the Bahag, not like Rashi, not like the Rabbein and Tam, and not like the what Taisu says. In ganzen a different mahalo. The Rosh adds on a little bit to the Taisis. Taisis doesn't finish everything off, so maybe we'll learn that tomorrow. We'll have to pick up from the Rosh. And we'll talk a little more about the Balamor.